Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about Tim Berry being back on the show. Tim is an original member of our Brain Trust, been with us since January of 98. That was the month we started simulcasting on the internet, and only about 3 months after we started doing the show in 97. Tim is the founder of Palo Alto Software. He's the author of all the books on business planning, the world's expert on that topic. Truly, and a great friend of ours. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim, and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. It's been a great run, and you've been right there with us, abiding.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here in the anniversary issue this week. Yes, absolutely. It's been quite a ride.
We wouldn't want to do this without you, celebrate it without you, because you've been a great resource all these years. And folks, I'll tell you, I really encourage, if you're starting a business, if you're running a business and you're not getting it done, you're not quite figured out how to make this thing happen the way you want it to, go back and listen to some of the things that Tim has taught us over the years. You can go to his suite on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and listen to some of the things he said there. And, of course, go to his own website, bplans.com and timberry.com. Tim, one of the things I know you want to talk about today, and I think these are very important, is all of us tell each other and ourselves things that just are, they're not true, they're deflections, they're you know, misadventures, whatever it may be. But we get these things in our head that certain things are true, and they're like paradigms we can't seem to break. And you call them myths that we tell ourselves. Talk to us about some of the ones you got on your mind today,
Jim. You know, I think the worst lies, and I know you haven't said the word lie, but the worst lies are the ones that we don't know we're lying when we say it.
Right.
So that's why they're not lies.
Well,
those are called maxims
because they're generally accepted to be the truth.
Exactly. And I think they do more damage from that. Let me just throw out what I think might be the most obvious example, and that helps us. I've got some others. But how often do you hear the idea of, start a business, be your own boss?
Yeah.
How often do you hear that?
And that's the bit. That may be the biggest one of all.
Well, I mean, it comes off. It comes as, here's an example of what Tim and Jim mean by myths, because as soon as you get into a business, if you have any chance of success, your customer's your boss.
Oh,
your client is your boss, right? The be your
How about
own
your
boss.
Employees?
And, I mean, it's just like, yeah, right, start your own business to be independent, and it turns out that, well, between 3 and 3:30 in the morning, I'm my own boss. You know? So that's a classic example of things you hear all the time.
Well, here's the thing. If you ask a small business owner after they've been in business, let's say, at least 5 years, what was the biggest thing that shocked you about your business? I think they would answer what you just said. They would say, well, I thought I was going to be my own boss. I thought when I quit my job, I was going to get rid of a boss and I was going to be my own boss. But now I realize I only had one boss before. Now I've got about 20 bosses.
Yeah, yeah. And
your banker, the government.
I love it. It's not like I'm saying don't do it. I love it. Entrepreneurship's been great for me, but here's a great example. Do you want a couple other?
Well, no. I want to. There's one other thing I want to say about that.
Okay.
My organization right now is bigger than it's ever been. I have more people working with me than ever before, including contractors, including employees. And every day I try to find ways to work for my employees. I literally am trying to find ways, and here's why I mean by that. Here's why that myth is actually, you know, if you do it the right way, you actually embrace not being your own boss. I want my employees. Yesterday I gave a contractor the ownership of a project, and I said, you own this now, and I work for you. And I've said that to my employees. You own this project. I work for you. What do you need me to do to help you be successful with this? This is a way of embracing being, you know, letting somebody else be the boss. What do you think?
I think that's great. I saw an article on leadership I don't even remember where, within the last week, saying the same sort of thing, that a leader is making the other people successful, working.
That's it.
Your metaphor of working for the employees, I think it's beautiful.
I'll tell you, folks, if you really want to learn how to become a really good delegator, and this is not something that's been easy for me. I have to be honest, Tim. If you really want to learn how to be a truly effective delegator, think of give projects to your employees, maybe even a contractor, and tell them you work for them. If you can do that, if you can pull that off, you might see some important things happen. Tim Berry and I are going to be back. He's got some more myths or myths/lies that we tell ourselves that are very important. After these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.